Je suis en compagnie de Sherry Crawford, coordonnatrice de projet du Community Futures Peace County, qui vient nous parler de la conférence Women in the North qui aura lieu du 19 au 23 avril 2021. First of all, I wanted to know, what's the Women in the North conference?
So the Women in the North conference, this is our 13th, I want to say annual, but we didn't have it last year. So it's our 13th event. It's focused on women in business, and so bringing them education and ideas and networking. There's some mentoring going on, lots of keynote speakers, and just information geared towards women in business. Typically, we would host it in person in Peace River. However, times have changed. So this year we are going online, and instead of a 1.5-day event, we're running it throughout the week in smaller chunks in a lunch and learn format through Zoom. So every day over the lunch hour, we'll have some content, and we're making a whole women's week out of it this year.
And why do a conference like that? Was there a greater need for women?
Yeah, I guess in the working world, women tend to be still underrepresented. And one of the, focuses of Western Diversification, who supports Community Futures, one of their key groups, I guess, are women in business. And, you know, this conference started before my time. Since I've come on, I've really taken it by the horns, I guess, and tried to find content that was relevant specifically just for women, because we feel that, you know, a lot of times women face a lot more challenges in business, because not only are they running your business, but they're also running their homes for the most part. And it's just very stressful for women. So the more support we can give them and the more we can connect them together, you know, the better it is.
And what's the main mandate of the Women in the North Conference?
It's to bring them information and education, and to connect them together, really. We just find in the past, a lot of the networking that happens at the conference continues on after. And so it ends up being, women helping women, and things grow kind of naturally out of that.
Is the conference only for women, or can men attend too?
Men can absolutely attend. We've never said they're not allowed to. In fact, I'm pretty sure I do have a couple of men registered this year. I have had men attend in the past. They don't particularly feel all that comfortable in a group full of women, but this year might be different because it is online. Absolutely, yeah.
And what are these services that you offer? I see on the website that is support, services, training. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, so Community Futures is a nonprofit organization. We are a developmental lender for small businesses. So we can loan up to $150,000 to small businesses. We also offer training. We have in the past offered monthly lunch and learns, so we'd have a variety of topics. We're doing a little bit of that still online, not as much. We could go anywhere from, you know, how to read a financial statement to, you know, learning about social media to, you know, tax changes, all kinds of things that are relevant to small business. We can assist you in writing a business plan. So we offer services and support to small business.
And how can people participate?
In the Women in the North Conference, you can go onto our website. It's just womeninthenorth.com. This year, we're offering it for free, just because we feel that, you know, it's been a really tough year. Businesses are hard hit. They may not have, you know, extra dollars in their pocket to spend on, workshops and things like that. And so we're offering it for free this year. Typically, it's, you know, around $100 or so. So you can register, and it's pretty easy. And you register once, and you can attend every day that week, or you can just pick and choose whichever ones you want to hop on the Zoom call.
And what's next for Women in the North?
Normally it's just an annual conference. It's hosted by Community Futures. So Women in the North is just typically just an annual conference. That may change. I mean, it depends, I guess, what happens with COVID, you know, how things progress, how comfortable people are feeling with maybe getting back together. I mean, I'd like to go back to having an in-person conference next year, but that has yet to be determined. So who knows? Maybe Women in the North will, you know, evolve into maybe just more of a monthly. I don't know yet, actually, to be honest with you, what's going to happen.
Thank you so much, Sherry.
Thank you for calling.
En résumé, la conférence de Women in the North, qui en est à sa 13e édition, est une série de conférences qui se concentrent sur les femmes en affaires et leur donne des trucs sur comment se bâtir un réseau de contacts. Ils offrent des conseils, une planification commerciale et une formation tout au long de l'année, et ils donnent même la capacité d'offrir des prêts jusqu'à 150 000 $. Toutefois, à cause de la pandémie de la COVID-19, les conférences se font maintenant via Zoom. La conférence est aussi disponible pour les hommes, mais se concentre principalement sur les femmes en milieu d'affaires. C'était Sherry Crawford, coordonnatrice de projet du Community Futures Peace County. Ici Alex Fortier pour la radio Nord-Ouest FM.